We're with the American Bankers Association talking to Ed Elfman, the Senior Vice President of Agriculture and Rural Banking Policy. Ed, of course, the farmers are a little bit nervous. Everybody's nervous right now. We're saying don't repeat the 80s and with all of that. What does that look like from your perspective?
So I think the big thing to recognize is that the 80s were a lot different, set up a lot differently than we are now. Interest rates were 18, 21, 25%, depending on where you were. So that alone changes the whole cost of having a loan and all of those things. But I think the other thing that happened in the 80s that we really look at is land values were a lot different. They started dropping off very quickly. That created a lot of problems. And the other side of it, land was purchased with 5% down, 10% down. Now we're talking 50, 60% down on a land loan in order to have it. So we've almost created an artificial floor in some ways on land values, which then helps us from a lending perspective because you have collateral tied up in the land at all times, equity, if you will. So
let's talk a little bit about the survey results that you guys have had. Was that a positive or a negative?
So I saw a lot of positives in there. Obviously, there's always negatives. What are you worried about, right? Sure. Biggest things we're worried about, working capital, liquidity, and credit quality. But I think if you ask bankers during really good times, what are you most worried about? They would say working capital, liquidity, and credit quality, right? So some things always stay the same,
sure,
which is great. And I think across the board, it's always good to survey our bankers and see what they're saying, because out of the 5,700 banks in the country, 83% have ag in their portfolio. That's a big chunk of the country where we have ag and where we have bankers banking it. So when we look at the survey results, the big takeaways for us is that, you know, we're concerned, but we're not, this isn't the end, right? This isn't the 80s. Rather, I would say the biggest thing is for your producers that are listening, go have a conversation with your bankers. Get in and chat with them. Talk about your plan. Talk about what you should be doing. And not just with your banker. You know, get out of your kitchen table, go to your farm office table, and sit around that table with your accountant, your lawyer, your marketer, if you have a marketer. Come up with a plan of action. What are we going to look like for the next year, 5 years, 10 years? And when you start developing those plans, you'll start looking at your finances a little bit differently, and it makes everything easier across the board when you're doing all of that. Bankers are not scary people. Go in and meet with them. Go have a conversation. Try to make sure that you have the same values and the same thought process of where it's going, and always be communicating. Always be communicating. That makes such a big difference for good times and bad times. Where we're going long term on this, economy's kind of in a plateau right now, the ag economy, not getting better, not getting worse. Mm-hmm. Commodity prices are going to feed into that a lot. Cattle prices will feed into that a lot. All kinds of other issues always do. All we can do is make sure that we work together and we're having the best outcomes possible for both the producer and the banker.
So going forward in like 2020, is that the piece of advice that you would give farmers and producers? Just communication and get in there and talk to the folks that can help.
Exactly. I mean, get in early and talk to those folks and make sure that everyone's on the same page. Mm-hmm. There's any business you're in, if you have people that are not seeing eye to eye on things, it's not going to work, right? So make sure you are on that level footing, seeing eye to eye, making sure it's what you want it to be. And be paying attention. Find out your cost of production. Mm-hmm. If you haven't done that yet as a producer, how much does it cost me to grow a bushel of wheat? Because when you know that number, it's a lot easier to market that crop, right? It's a lot easier to make those cash flows work going into the future. So putting all those things together, communicating, figuring out your cost production, which can get to your cash flow numbers, you'll be in a real good spot going into 2020.
Well, the banking industry's changed just a little bit. It used to kind of be, you know, you'd go into the lobby, have a handshake, sit down, have a cup of coffee with your banker. And some banks have kind of gotten away from that, but there's still such an important relationship there with bankers and ag producers.
Yeah, I mean, depending on the age of your producer and depending on the age of your banker, you might never actually go into the bank anymore. That's what's – technology's changed the world, right? Texting. Messaging. And actually, at our conference, we will have sessions on this every once in a while. What's appropriate to text and talk about via text, via work email, via all these different formats that exist now, because you have to make sure that everything's above board, it's all recorded in the right way. But when is it time to walk in? When is it time to just have that conversation? I think it's interesting that you talk to some of our bankers and they're like, yeah, I'll talk to producers at 6 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Because they'll call them, right? And that's having that trust built up over time and Trust is everything. And again, it starts with communication. You got to chat. And whatever you're most comfortable with, you can find a banker that will be comfortable with that method of communication as well. So regardless of age, regardless of what you want to do, you just got to find that right partner for you.
Because it's still all about forming relationships.
It really is. I mean, and people ask, you know, what goes into a loan? How do you figure it out? Well, you have collateral. You have all the other things that are there. And then you still have the relationship side of it. You really do. Knowing that, you know, where you've been in the past, where you're going, having things like that plan, that can go a long way to developing trust. And the banker can say, you know what? I know who you are. I understand what you're trying to do. Now we can move forward with this loan and figure out what this is going to look like in the long run.